Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Julie Obey, a cyclist and adventurer who is currently, and get this everyone, this is quite the feat, she is cycling across Canada. Hi, Julie.
Hi, hello.
It's so nice to have you join us on CFBS today to talk about your cycling.
Yeah, great. I'm happy to be there.
So, Julie, maybe you could begin by telling our listeners a little bit about what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, I want to do 12,000 Ks in Canada, cycle every single province to prove myself that I did cure from a brain damage. So, sorry, I'm on the road.
That's okay, Julie. We're glad you're taking the time to speak to us while on your journey.
Yes, so I passed, like, 2 years sleeping, not knowing what to do with my brain damage, not have energy, and I learned from scratch how to get out of it. And now I'm, because I got hit from a car while cycling, I decided to cycle every single province like this. So that's the journey. And 2 months before leaving, I decided to raise money for an organization.
Okay, and what is the name of the organization, Julie?
It's Répit Jeunesse. It's a place where they're welcoming people so they can break the circle of exclusion by binding bonds and trust with people. And then it's people who are excluded from the society. They try to re-put them into the society. And then there is like all kinds of people with mental health, drug problems, homeless, drop out from school.
Wow.
And then they really need help in general, those kind of people, because you know, when you had a brain damage like mine, most of the time you can end up exactly like on the street,
mm-hmm.
basically. So
and I think today mental health is a very important topic that we all should be aware of.
Yeah, exactly. And then most of the time, like every people I've been talking to, they are so interested, and it's people who had traumas, any kind of traumas in their life. So I think that's why I wanted to not help people with brain injury. I think we have a lot of researchers for those kind of things. And that's why I wanted to help more on a specific cause, you know.
That's quite a story, Julie. And can you tell us, where did you begin your cycling journey?
Yeah, I've begun in Vancouver, actually. And then zigzag a little bit in BC, up and down. I went all the way up to the North Shore, where I came in Blanc-Sablon.
I know. We just had missed you.
Yeah.
And the weather, how was the weather when you were here?
It was horrible.
Yeah, we get maybe one nice day every week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love the rain, but it was so pouring down. I think it was with the hurricane moment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The tail end of the hurricane.
Yes, exactly.
And so where are you at right now, Julie?
I'm in Newfoundland, 100 days away from Deer Lake.
Wow.
Yes.
So when do you anticipate you'll be finishing your journey?
Well, I was supposed to finish it in September, but I'm a bit late. So it will be probably more the 1st of October.
And what are some of the challenges you face so far?
Well, with my brain damage, sometimes I get really tired. So I had a lot of problem with that, but I'm doing really well, actually. I'm really impressed about what I did, but I get really tired. So sometimes I just have to sleep for a few days and accept it that I have to sleep, you know, and I can't keep on going. Headaches and sometimes I get dizzy on the road, so I have to stop. So that's the main problem I had so far.
Well, we want you to accomplish your goal, but to take care of yourself as well.
Yes, exactly. So I think I go too fast. I want to push myself too much. And I know with a light brain damage, you have to not do this. So I'm going to go slower and finish later, actually.
Well, I have to tell you, Julie, your story is something else. And honestly, I have to commend you as well, because I think what you're doing is quite the feat for sure.
Well, I would like maybe to accomplish this and maybe help people with mild brain damage to know how to recover better, because I think we have an issue about that. mm-hmm. right now. So yeah, it is a big task.
But you know, you're doing really well. So bravo to you, Julie.
Thank you so much.
And is there a Facebook page that maybe our listeners can follow if they would like to see your journey, you know where you're at, learn a little bit more about what you're doing?
Oh, of course. I've got a Facebook page, but I think I need to change the name. It's kind of a complicated name. And I have a web page. But my Facebook page, it's Les Pérégrinations de Julie.
And your website, yeah. Julie?
JulieAubin.ca.
Wonderful. We'll gladly share all your information and your updates if you don't mind to check in with us now and then. We can keep everyone informed.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, that would be brilliant. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. We think what you're doing is absolutely amazing.
Great.
So we wish you well, and we hope you stay safe and take care of yourself. And we look forward to hearing about your progress.
Oh, yeah, nice. I'll send it all to you.
Thank you. And everyone, that's Julie Aubin, cyclist and adventurer, who is currently cycling across Canada and spreading awareness about her story personally while trying to help others. Thank you, Julie. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.